ready, set. There are very practical reasons to gather everything before you start processing it. First, it's helpful to have a sense of the volume of stuff you have to deal with. Second, it lets you know where the end of the tunnel is. And third, when you're processing and organizing, you don't want to be distracted psychologically by an amorphous mass of stuff that might still be somewhere. Once you have all the things that require your attention gathered in one place, you'll automatically be operating from a state of enhanced focus and control. It can be daunting to capture into one location at one time all the things that don't belong where they are. It may even seem a little counterintuitive, because for the most part, most of that stuff was not and is not that important. That's why it's still lying around. It wasn't an urgent thing when it first showed up, and probably nothing's blown up yet because it hasn't been dealt with. It's the business card you put in your wallet of somebody you thought you might want to contact sometime. It's the little piece of techno gear in the bottom desk drawer that you're missing a part for. It's the printer that you keep telling yourself you're going to move to a better location in your office. These are the kinds of things that nag at you, but that you haven't decided either to deal with or to drop entirely from your list of open loops. But because you think there still could be something important in there, that stuff is controlling you and taking up more psychic energy than it deserves. Keep in mind, you can feel good about what you're not doing only when you know what you're not doing. So, it's time to begin. Grab your in-basket and a half-inch stack of plain paper for your notes, and let's go.